Yeah. And I've seen them.
Yeah.
They were no good.
Yeah. Did you ever hear him say, well, now a fellow who lived way back out in the woods, and he just never came into town. Folks would see him once in a blue moon, and when he came in, he was all, you know, he didn't know much about city ways. He'd say, I'm just an old
country hoosier or something like that.
Hoosier?
Yeah, something like country hoosier. That was one of the words he used.
Where did that, you know where that comes from?
No, I don't know where it comes from. Just more slang, I guess.
Yeah. I'll be.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Let's see. Your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
Yeah. Now, when you said you came up and you didn't have a father and mother, a lot of times they'll appoint a person to look after an orphan, right?
Oh, yeah, or a guardian. And I had a guardian and what you call a tutor, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, guardian and tutor. He was... guardian is the main one, though, you know. See, if you got anything, it's not... you know, taken away from you, or somebody don't beat you out of it, or something like that, until you reach the age of 21, you know, or I guess, or married, whichever comes first.
Yeah.
And that's their job. It doesn't mean anything, the word, seeing that you got something to eat, or taking care of you in that respect, but maybe you have a little property or something, you know, and they protect that for you, or supposed to.
Yeah.
Keep you home. That's all that is for, is protection in that respect.
You mean you didn't have anybody that was, when you were coming up, that was...
really responsible? I mean, taking care of me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, my daddy helped some, and I had an uncle, his brother, that did more than he did, I guess, because I stayed with him.
Yeah.
And he was an old bachelor, never was married. You know.
Now, somebody who maybe had the same name as you, and you might say, they might have the same name, but they're no.
I had that. It was, you'd have it junior, senior, possibly, you know, in a corresponding or writing. There was a difference in our initials, and that we used that. I had an uncle that was Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, mine was Charlie C, his was Charlie D. And that would distinguish it to you, see.
What about people who had the same name as you, but they were actually no...
no relation?
Yeah. Now, someone who came into town and no one had ever seen him before, he's a
stranger.
Yeah.
I guess that's about the terms you use.
Well, if he came from a long way away, they'd say...
foreigner, eh? You'd say a foreigner if he come from way off.
Well, yeah, what if he came from, say, in Illinois, what would you call him?
Possibly you'd say a northerner, I guess.
Yeah, would you call him a foreigner?
You might say it, you'd be liable to hear either one, like a foreigner or a northerner, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you might say a Yankee. That's used a lot, you know, from still is, you know.